Welcome to the Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast. On each and every episode, Brian talks with coaches, athletes, and performers in all arenas who are putting into practice the principles of peak performance that will help you close the gap from where you are to where you want to be, to help you become a master of the mental game, and to help you start dominating the day.
How you doing? This is Brian Kane, your peak performance coach here with the Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast. And today we've got a very special guest, Eric Davis. He's the athletic director at Hanford High School in Richland, Washington, one of the top athletic directors in all of high school athletics, and a former college basketball player, college basketball coach, and absolutely fantastic at leading an athletic department with a mental conditioning and peak performance and leadership system, which we're really excited to get time from with Eric today to talk about his career and how he helps his coaches to maximize the mental game at Hanford High School. So, Eric, I appreciate you taking time to sit down with us today. Could you please give our listeners kind of your background in terms of where you grew up and through playing college basketball and coaching college basketball and how you got to where you are as the AD at Hanford High School?
Well, I grew up in a small town in central Washington called Ephrata, Washington, a town of about 6,000 people, one high school town. Athletics was very large in our town. Got to play for a couple great high school coaches. Dave Johnson was the high school baseball coach in the Washington State Baseball Hall of Fame, played basketball for Marty O'Brien, my basketball coach, who inspired me a lot to move towards playing basketball in high school and in college, and then coaching afterwards. We played high school basketball there at Ephrata, won the state championship in 1993, and then played some college basketball at the community college, Walla Walla Community College in the state of Washington for 2 years, and went to Central Washington University. Played for 2 years at Central Washington University, and after got finished playing at Central Washington University, coached college basketball at Central Washington University for 2 years, but I'd also taken a teaching job at Ellensburg High School, which is in the same city as Central Washington University, and was missing too many days of school teaching and had to make the decision that I could be a high school basketball coach and continue teaching at the same time. So after I became a high school basketball coach, I coached at a small school in Kittitas, Washington, while I was teaching at Ellensburg High School. I was a special education teacher for 9 years at Ellensburg High School. After 3 years of coaching high school basketball at Kittitas, I then became the head basketball coach at Ellensburg High School, which is another 2A school in the state of Washington, central Washington, of about 900 students in Ellensburg High School at the time, which is considered a 2A school. Had the opportunity to take three teams to the state tournament there. Was also a freshman football coach for 3 years and coached girls golf for 7 years. One of the greatest jobs I've ever had. After 9 years of teaching and coaching, I became an athletic director for Ellensburg High School. Was an athletic director at Ellensburg High School for 5 years and had the opportunity to work with some great coaches during that time at the state conference. I had the opportunity to watch Brian at a seminar, was excited about the message that he was passing out, and he started coming to Ellensburg High School to work with myself and our coaching staff, and he was there for 3 years with us and achieved some great success during the time. The coaches really brought into the ideas and the philosophies that that he pushes and creates, and we met a lot of his coaching staff and tried to figure out what was going to help make our championship culture there at Ellensburg High School successful. After doing that for 5 years, I'd been in Ellensburg then for about 17 years and decided it was time for a change. Applied for a position down here at Hanford High School in Richland, Washington 3 years ago, 2 years ago, excuse me. I received the position and have been here for the last couple of years at Hanford High School trying to bring some solid championship culture with the tradition they've had in the past and trying to figure out how we're going to move forward.
So we first met, like you mentioned, at, I think it was the Washington State Athletic Directors Association convention. And what was it about the seminar that I gave that day, or what was it about the message that kind of hit with you that said, man, I want to bring, Brian Kane peak performance to Ellensburg High School?
Well, number one, it was the energy. I'm a great energy guy. I think that having energy when you're around athletes is something that's very important and it's key. But not only is there energy, it's the message. It was the piece about you know, when I grew up and played for my high school basketball coach, Marty O'Brien, there was, I think that mental toughness was taught to me. It's like, we're going to practice so hard in practice that the games are going to become easy. And I think when I watched your seminar, I'd always wondered out there, what are some applicable things that we can do with athletes and in coaching and in practice and in games that helps them be more mentally tough and not that piece of, I'm just going to grind it out and practice every single day. And so I really took that from watching your seminars. There's some things that we can do with the kids and their perspective and talking about process over outcome and looking at it as a journey and taking one step at a time and doing some of those things that really, really intrigued me. And it was something that, you know, I got on the website and started looking more into it and then had a conversation with you and the ball started rolling from there.
You know, I came to Ellensburg a couple times, I think over the course of 3 years, and now we're in year two at Hanford. So we've kind of had a relationship and a friendship now for 5 years. What are some of the biggest changes or biggest benefits maybe that you've seen as the athletic director, both at Ellensburg and now at Hanford, that you would say are attributed to some of the work that you've done and your coaches have done in the mental game, whether it's changes in your athletes or changes in your culture or changes in the way that some of your coaches do things?
You know, I think that a lot of times when you compete in athletics, you always look at an outcome. You know, you're always looking at outcomes. And one of the things that we've really tried to challenge our kids to do is that we want them to be in the present moment. We want them to concentrate on every single play or every single activity that they're working on and not take that for granted. Do the best that they can at that time. So, you know, sometimes when you look at outcomes, you may not feel very successful. But if you're continually setting goals, which is what we try to do at Ellensburg and trying to do here at Hanford right now, we're trying to really set small goals that allow us to achieve success and then reevaluating that, you know, after a couple weeks or 3 or 4 weeks and being able to set new goals to get to new points. So I think a lot of it comes back to the piece where we're really trying to start measuring what we're doing, whether it's in practice, whether it's in games, whether it's in the classroom, whether it's in our life. So we're really measuring everything that we're doing. And then we're figuring out if there's improvement. And if there's not improvement, we're looking at why there's not improvement. And if there is improvement, how can we get more improvement?
Talk about a little bit about the championship culture. You know, here at one of the first meetings I think that you had with your coaches, we talked about the Falcon pride and the championship culture of Hanford High School. Talk about Falcon and that acronym and why that's so important as a leader of an athletic department and a high school athletic director to create a championship culture, because the majority of high schools that I go to, and I was a high school AD for 7 years, and it wasn't until my seventh year that I consciously and intentionally developed a culture and had steps to do that in our program. And you started first meeting day one here at Hanford, very similar to what Cliff Godwin, the head baseball coach at East Carolina, talked about in our first podcast with the Pirates mission. Talk about Falcon pride and why it was so important to get out of the gates with that here as your AD.
You know, I think that, number one, I think that by developing a championship culture, it gives our athletic program a vision. And I think the big part of that for me is coming in and not necessarily knowing the coaches very well, it allowed me to have interactions with the coaches and figure out what they're all about, what's important to them, what's happened in the past, what are some of the traditions that they've had here at Hanford High School, what are they really excited about, where do they think that we can improve. And so by developing a championship culture and using it as a cohesive unit, it's allowed our coaching staff to work together to figure out how we want to be successful. And what's the vision that we want to have, that when our kids leave our athletic program, that this is who they are. They can explain exactly who they are when they leave our athletic program. And now, that doesn't mean that we're going to win a state championship in every single sport. We're not going to be successful in every single sport. But we're going to teach them values that can help them be successful when they do leave our athletic program. You know, so we took the acronym Falcon, you know, so the F stands for family. You know, we want everybody to be an integral part of a family, whether that's your family that's your immediate family at home, or your secondary family, or your classroom, or your teammates, or your program, or whatever it is. We want to teach them how to be an integral part of the family and how you act and react when they're in those situations. The second part is the attitude. We want our kids to have a great attitude. We want them to be energy givers. We want them to be positive. We want them to do all that thing. So we need to talk about that to them every single day. The L is we need to develop leadership. You know, we there's some times where there's that things aren't going very well, and we need to have kids step up and be leaders. I've always thought that through my coaching experience and playing experiences that sometimes, you know, when you're with coaches for a long period of time during a season, that a lot of the stuff that they're saying is very repetitive, and that it kind of falls on deaf ears. And you need those leaders within basketball programs or football programs or volleyball programs, baseball, softball, that are going to step up and hold their teammates accountable to whatever the vision of that athletic program is. And so really trying to develop leaders and develop leadership out of those kids, and starting when they're freshmen. You know, we want to grab these kids when they're freshmen, and we want to make sure that they are learning the right way to lead, how to talk to their teammates, what to do, how to speak with them, what they can and can't say to turn people on and off, you know, and go from there. The C is for competitive. You know, we want to teach our kids to compete the appropriate way. We want to teach them to respect the sport. We want to teach them to keep grinding, and no matter what the situation is, whether they're winning or they're losing or it's tied, we want them to be able to focus on that process that we're talking about and continue to compete and improve and strive for whatever their goals are that they set as an individual and set as a team. The O is for, you know, one play, one pitch. You know, we have one blank on our championship culture, because you can use it differently for each sport that you're playing.
One day at a time as a student, one day at a time in rehab if you're coming back from injury.
Exactly, you know, and so it comes back to the idea of achieving or setting goals that are process-based goals instead of outcome-based goals. And we really want those kids to do everything one something at a time, whether it's a pitch, play, day, whatever it may be. And so teaching those kids to be in the present moment and continue to compete in the present moment. And with that, you know, you go through the process of trying to teach them how to do that. The last one, the N is no excuses. We just want to make sure that our kids are being accountable to themselves, accountable to their teammates. We want to make sure that, you know, they're not blaming anything on the officials. You know, we go back to the old thing that we talk about all the time, control what you can control. You know, you can't control the officials, you can't control the weather, you can't control all these different things, but you can control yourself. And we want to teach our athletes that they should not have any excuses when they're coming to practice, or when they're leaving practice, or when they're going to games or coming from games. You know, so that's our acronym, and that's the championship culture that we sat down. It took us an entire year to go through this and develop it. We've been meeting, you know, we met at least once to twice a month the entire school year last year. The last piece of that is that kind of is an umbrella that oversees our entire athletic program. And then each program kind of got to identify what they wanted to use by using the Pride acronym. So we got a Falcon Pride. The Falcon is kind of the umbrella that oversees the entire athletic program, and the Pride's the piece that kind of is more individualized to everybody's program individually. So, you know, say let's take the I in Pride. You know, for golf, it might be integrity. For football, it might be intensity. So those programs get to come up that's maybe a little bit more flavored towards their program, what type of attitude or energy or whatever they may need towards their program. In hindsight, looking back, I'm not sure that that's probably the best direction to go, because I think sometimes the Pride culture gets put on the back seat a little, the Falcon culture gets put on the back seat a little bit to the Pride. And it's something that we're going to, you know, continue to discuss and see which direction we want to go with that. You know, I think that sometimes your championship culture is not always going to stay the same, but you're gonna keep evolving based on what's working for you, and maybe you get some new coaches in with some new ideas. But we'd like to keep it fairly consistent, but at the same time, we don't want to get stagnant and not use it because it's not working how we want it to for our athletic program.
Yeah, kind of shift gears a little bit to you as a father of three girls. And one of the things that you guys have started in your routine at the house, which I think is fantastic, is the Daily Dominator and how you use that with your kids. And I think what that shows is that it's not only something we do in school, but it's something that coaches can do in life and their families, and it's kind of a mindset for success anywhere. Talk a little bit about how you use the Dominator and any benefit you've seen with that with your own kids.
You know, every morning when we get up at breakfast, we try to sit down. I've got an 11-year-old daughter, Olivia, and an 8-year-old daughter, Lauren, the bird, Davis, and I've got a 5-year-old daughter, Taylor. Taylor's usually sleeping when we go over the Dominator, but if we do it on weekends and she's up, we like to include her too. But we try to sit down, we try to read the Dominator every morning. We kind of rotate through. Lauren will read it one day, Olivia will read it the next day, and maybe I'll read it the next day, And, you know, we'll talk about what the message is. And I think the great thing for me right now is they may not understand a lot of the concepts are in there, but we have a discussion about it and try to talk it down to their level so they kind of get it. But to me, it's spending time with them. It's doing something with them in the morning before they go to school. And it's always a positive message, you know. And for me, getting up, being able to share that time with my daughters and have something positive when I start the day and have them be excited about it. You know, they're like, come on, Dad, let's read the Dominator. Woo! You know, and so it's a great way for me to get up in the morning, and it allows me to have a positive start to the day and come in with great energy. And I think that, you know, by the time they get into high school, they'll have probably read through that book, or if Brian can maybe produce a new one before then. Ours is getting a little worn out sitting on the table, but they'll have heard those messages, you know, for 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years, you know, and eventually that's going to pay off somewhere down the road in the future. I just truly believe that.
Yeah. Well, Eric, I appreciate you making time here. If there's anyone out there that's interested in having you as a resource about how to better lead their athletic department or to talk more about your experience with working with Peak Performance, and if they're interested in learning more about some of the things that we do when we work together, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
You know what? I am free to talk to anybody about this stuff anytime. I love doing this. I love having Brian in our school. It really energizes our school. I love being a part of this type of program with mental conditioning and helping kids out, or even talking with other people that are coaches or administrators. So you can reach me anyway. My email, Eric, Eric.Davis, D-A-V-I-S, at rsd.edu. Or you can reach me on my office phone at 509-967-6512.
And are you on Twitter for people to follow and catch some of that excellence that you're putting out there?
Oh, yes. Hanford Falcons, at Hanford Falcons. A lot of time we're doing a lot of stuff with just recognizing our athletes in our school, or sending out score updates, or, you know, trying to find positive quotes that you get from other people on Twitter. But, yeah, follow me.
At Hanford
Falcons.
Falcons.
All one word.
H-A-N-F-O-R-D-F-A-L-C-O-N-S. And that concludes this podcast episode. Thank you, Eric.
Dominate the day.
Thanks for listening to the Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast. Please make sure that you visit briankane.com. That's B-R-I-A-N-C-A-I-N.com. And sign up for my Monday message, where every Monday I deliver straight to your inbox videos, interviews, articles, tips, techniques, and strategies that you can use to master the mental game. You can also contact me through my website on our Contact Us page and see my calendar of where I'm going to be in the country and when I'm coming to your area, so that we can get together and that we can continue to go out there and dominate the day.
The Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast is part of the Top Coach Network. This is a production of Corn Belt Sports.